Cheetah has arrived, the Batman is on its way, the Comic-Con picture is now clear, and the DC Universe is about to stream.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
I feel like I'm on the elliptical.
One of the cosmic legends of the universe is Uptime Energy.
Yeah, shout out.
It is made of legendary material that you might find in like a Nornic chest in God of War.
You've had seven of those in the past half hour. You're going crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Welcome to the DC Movie News Show here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Once again, it's great to be with you. How about us, 2 weeks in a row, the three of us being here?
How about that?
Let's get started, guys.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
Like it started before Kalinowski polluted it. Look, no, that's where I was.
Well, hey, look.
We invited him into the fold.
Yes.
And then he did this.
Just because he became a terrible human doesn't mean that the OG squad is not. We're happy to be here.
Neither of you guys complimented my hair. I just got it done.
Is it highlighted?
Yeah, I got
it. I thought it looked amazing.
I got the color done.
I liked your Instagram post.
I'm saying that so the people on iTunes come over to YouTube.
That's right. Watch it on YouTube. Watch Roxy's hair. It's worth it.
It's Roxy, so blonde.
Roxy looks pretty okay.
Yeah.
That's why Mikey didn't come. He says he won't be my friend anymore unless I go back to being a brunette.
Right. Oh, a black hair, as he said last week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I've never heard before.
He said, I wish you were black hair again.
Oh, because he's a black hat?
I have no idea. Sure. Mm.
Which is a bad guy?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's
so
about
he's
as,
like, oh, you're not. I need a black hair.
He's about as bad as it gets.
But all the best black hats, like, date fair, like, good blonde women that make them want to be better, but then they can't, and then they fail, and, yep. You know, or whatever. But
anyways,
whatever.
Well, here we are, guys. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Johnny LaQuasto here with you at Jay Quasto. If you're watching, make sure you go retweet us. We're at DC Movies SK. Go retweet us if you're on Twitter. We want to pack this place, all right?
Pack the place. Pack the place. Pack the place. Pack the place.
What? That man right there, he won Comeback Kitchen for Food Network. He is currently competing on Next Food Network Star. You can see him every single Sunday night, I believe, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And also, he's the host of FX Movie Download. Follow him everywhere at Adam Gertler. He's Adam Gertler.
Cheers. And good ons, y'all. Yes. Thank you very much to everyone for voting me out of last place.
We did it. I told you we'd do it.
Within minutes.
Wow.
Within minutes. So I was at like 4% with a bunch of other people, and now I'm sitting pretty at 5%. Somebody else is at 4%, and somebody's at 3%.
Do we maybe use this momentum? Like, I know you just only care about not being last, but do we maybe shoot for like midway through the pack? Like, you just want to be a midway player.
I mean, I just want to be out of last, which means that you're going to have to keep voting, probably.
Yeah.
Like, if we get complacent, I feel like what will happen is other people are going to make a big push.
We got to keep voting. Got to keep voting, guys.
And I'm just going to be pushed. But listen, the competition's still going to, and I'm ready to kick butt and beat up these amateurs.
Yeah.
I feel like you could have used a better pun there instead of like beat up, like whip up or like.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to souffle these bitches.
Yeah. Souffle these bitches. We have a shirt that says that.
Jesus. We'll retweet the whole thing again so you can go and vote after the show. By the way, thank you. I'm getting compliments on my hoodie. It's Groupon, by the way. You can get clothes off Groupon and it's awesome.
Wow.
We're not even a sponsor.
But you can't say it's Groupon. You got it from Groupon. Groupon's not like the brand. They can't go find that on Groupon.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, you can. I found it on Groupon.
Yeah, but they can't. What are they going to search for?
I search hoodies and sweaters.
I don't know if it works.
That's what I do. But I don't know what I'm doing.
I know what the brand is because I looked. It was called like Slim something.
Slim Horse.
Slim Horse.
Something.
Yeah, something Skinny Horse.
I don't know. Anyways,
like
I'm happy to have it. The Crown Jewel is here, everyone.
Yeah.
You know her. You love her. You follow her everywhere. You enjoy her highlighted hair. She's at Roxy's Dryer because she's none other than Roxy's Dryer.
That is so, so true. I remember this is a PG show, so I will not even make the jokes that they're making in the chat about me being brunette where it counts.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're PG-13 at least, because we've been talking
from
about
sensuality
for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is we already covered the top story, which is Adam Gertler being out of last place. Secondary to that is the big DC news that dropped today. The DC Universe, they basically made things a lot more clear to its fans. We still don't know when. We know it's sometime 2019, and we don't know the price, but we know there's going to be a lot of content. So let's get into it.
There's going to be a ton of content, yeah. And it's not just going to be the new shows that we had already announced, although we have synopsises, synopsize for all of those. But we're also getting a ton of additional content, including all of our favorite live-action films, a lot of our favorite animated ones, and unlike most streaming services, this is going to have a comic book digital component to it.
Which is brilliant.
Is really cool, and I know that that will bring a whole different group of people on board, because especially those people who are already paying every month for their favorite comic books, that's where their money's going to go now.
Shall we list off what it's going to have?
Why don't we watch it?
Why don't we watch the trailer?
I think we have a trailer to watch.
Do you think he does a better job selling it than my mediocre pitch?
There's actually two trailers out there, guys, and there's like a 30-second one and a minute and 16, and they're both good, but this one got me excited.
All right. And I love when Adam's excited.
I think Batmanthony's ready.
Batmanthony. This is DC Universe.
I mean, right there. You had me at Michelle Pfeiffer. This also, up front with the original really programming, cool. The Harley Quinn animated Swamp Thing.
The graphics are fantastic.
Titans, Young Justice.
You're right.
Doom Patrol.
And then, some wow. So you...
This is your universe. Whose universe? Your universe.
I wonder if showing that little bit of cosplay...
Wait, what does it say at the end? Watch, read, shop. What was the last one?
Connect.
Thank you, Batmanthony. Like the fact that it had like the cosplayers, do you think that there'll be like a live from Comic Cons and like in new DC movie news? Like, do you think they'll have like a version of our show on their streaming platform?
Well, I feel like when they say connect, it has to be some sort of communication. So whether it is like chat room type things or it is more of an interactive show, connect means connect, and it's your universe.
Yeah, that's exciting.
They haven't announced yet the pricing on this.
And chat roll is all about it. That's why I kind of want to talk about this, because I think chat roll is really overestimating the price. I have $11.99. I have $14.99. I have someone saying up to $20.
I don't think it can be over $8.
No, it can't be more than Netflix.
Yeah. Because how much are you paying for Netflix?
I believe it's $7.99. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I think I pay like $12 for Netflix, but I don't really understand how it works. They just keep upping me and upping me.
I'm at $14 right now because you get the UHD package. It depends if you want to be able to show things in 4K, which Netflix, all their original programming is, and it looks beautiful on 4K
but
TVs.
Also how
they charge an extra couple bucks.
It's also how many people can use your Netflix account at once. Like, are you two streamings at once, or are five people allowed to stream at once? There's like a different thing, too. So I think different people have different prices, but I'm around $12 right now, and it also depends on when you signed up.
Yeah.
So what would you guys pay?
Up to $8. I will pay no matter what it is, because I do this show and I watch every DC show and I have to for work.
It's a write-off.
Absolutely. But if I was a non-DC talking on the camera person, host, that's what our jobs are called. If I was not a DC entertainment host.
Yeah, I mean, so eloquent like that, there's no wonder why you're a DC on-camera talking person host.
Thank you so much. I would pay up to $8, but no more.
I look at it this way. I mean, I don't think I pay more than $8 a month for Netflix. WWE Network is $9.99 a month, and the amount of content on that for wrestling fans is unlimited. Like, it's impossible to watch everything on there. DC, obviously, look at the lineup here. We got Titans, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, Young Justice, Outsiders, Harley Quinn.
On top of that, just the original stuff.
Right. Then they're going to add all the Superman picks. You talk about the digital comic. I still don't see it being more than $8.99.
Because, as we're also talking about the fact that this is not a Warner Brothers streaming service. This is just DC. Not that DC doesn't have an incredible library, but on all these other streaming services, like Disney's, which is going to be a competitor.
It's unlimited.
They've got all different things. DC has to be able to step up to the plate, and they also have to have room to grow. These prices inevitably are going to go up as more content is added. But right now, I think if you start above $8, not a good look.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't be shocked if it's $4.99. because you want to make sure that you're not alienating your audience by, and I understand it's only a couple bucks a month. That matters to some people.
I know. Right, so, now, ex-Shiny, ex-Diver, ex, who has been a fan for a long time, we appreciate it, says, Roxy, you would only go up to $8. That's silly. Are you kidding me? Comics, DC, old and new.
Wait, that was one point on that, though, is like, with these, it's probably more like a Comixology kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to get, like, you're definitely not going to get the latest issues of comics. You're going to get, sure, like, archived, like, classic great stories.
Because they still need to make money elsewhere, too.
And yeah, I would say it'll be like a Comixology level of, like, comics, but hopefully they also do kind of things where they'll pair it, like, if you're watching a movie or a show, they'll tell you what comics to check out and link to that.
Here's my dream that I'm thinking about. Like, as you're watching something, if you see anything in the background, if there's any comic books referenced, or if there's any storylines that are taken from anything, like New 52, we know that they're going to focus on with Harley Quinn's animated series, that we have, like, at the end or wherever, to purchase or to read more, click this, and then you can go and, like, whatever it is, go down that rabbit hole. It's all intertwined, so that would be really cool. But yeah, you're not going to have everything you want, all of the content available. So if they were telling me every new book, you're going to get it immediately, okay, I'd pay more than $8. Mm-hmm. But with what they're telling me right now, I think $8 is a good amount.
I think they're going to do focus groups and stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, there is only going to be so much content. And a lot of streaming services have failed. You look at NBC that did CISO. It was supposed to center around comedy. Mm-hmm. No one ever watched CISO. They just did it all wrong. So with this, obviously DC Universe, we know what it is. But it would not shock me if it's $4.99 a month to start to get people on board. And then as you get more content, you can maybe add to it.
I think that would be smart.
There's also the idea that whatever other streaming platforms that Warner Brothers is a part of or will be a part of in the future, this can be like linked.
Just like a package deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think $8.99, $9.99, you know, it sounds high, but they are coming with a lot of original content out the gate. But I think it's going to be between $5 and $8, obviously with like a month or 3 month trial subscription for free, which everybody does.
No way it's going more than 10. I know chat roll, a lot of people are thinking it's going to be in the teens. That's not going to happen.
I think they should probably pull a YouTube Red too, which did you guys, this is unrelated, but have you guys seen Cobra Kai?
Only the first couple.
No, okay, and my buddy's in it, and I still have to watch it.
It's so effing good.
I know.
The first two episodes are free. I think whether it's a free trial for the show altogether, or you can just stream some of their shows for free at first, a couple of episodes. They need to do something to entice people, because before people purchase this, they want to know that their original content is good.
Right.
We're not putting any, other than Young Justice coming back in a different way, we're not putting any content on there that has been proven.
You know what
us.
Turns me off to YouTube Red is because a lot of their content is done by YouTubers. I don't think YouTubers are funny.
They have a lot of
subscribers, but a lot of them are just not
are we
funny.
YouTubers?
I mean, only by proxy.
I guess. I'm talking like a lot of YouTube stars.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like having $40 million following.
Yes,
for
vlogs.
Putting different faces on like a navel orange and having that navel orange pop up.
I actually know those people. Yes.
Shiny Diver says we're being purposefully cheap because we don't want to pay a lot, and it's gonna be 10 plus.
No, it's not.
I don't know if I'm being purposefully cheap or if that's just me by nature, but I'm just telling you.
Being realistic.
I have Amazon, I have YouTube Red, I have Hulu, I have Netflix.
Yeah.
Those four things combined are costing me $30 a month every month.
And by the way, what did I tell you guys right before the show that I would give a month for this service?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? I said $100.
Oh, yeah.
Plus several kinds of bodily fluids, which I listed.
I now do remember. So, we had that conversation. I didn't know it was going to come back.
That's not cheap.
Yeah, I would pay whatever it is. Sorry. But I don't think the average person will. So that's just
And if we are wrong, if the price is in the teens, we will be on this show and we will say we were wrong. But we think we're pretty spot on what the price is going to be. Because DC...
I'm still going to buy it.
And DC wants to get back to their fans. They know that...
Ooh, should we share one? Can we share a streaming service?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, let's share it.
Okay.
All together.
No, that's super cheap, guys. That's the opposite of supporting the thing.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I think what we should do is we should have some kind of contest where we give away a streaming service to our loyal listeners. That's what I think.
That's cool. I would do that. And so also they put out official synopses for Titans, for Doom Patrol, for Swamp Thing, for Young Justice Outsiders, for Harley Quinn. Those are really... really awesome too, and get you stoked for the show.
Oh my god! So Titans is going to be the first one, and then I think that they said that they were going to spin off Doom Patrol from Titans. Swamp Thing probably at least a year out.
I would think
now. Young Justice Outsiders. I think that's going to
be
closer, early
because
they've been working. That was announced I think even before Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Was yep. like, this was when this was talked about, like, I want to say almost 2 years ago now at this point. Like, we heard about Young Justice before anything, I would say. Chat roll? Am I wrong? Am I wrong about
Here's
that?
Here's an interesting comment from Zeno Hour saying he could totally see AT&T offering this for free if you buy a phone or DirecTV.
That's what they do for T-Mobile does for Netflix, right?
That's why you're making that point. That's a good point, and that'll probably happen. Exactly. That's
really
good.
We shall see.
Zeno Hour, always on point.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
a Sixers fan. Let's want to check out Cheetah?
Did we look at the picture? Did we already look at the Robin picture? I forget if we
did. Oh, we didn't. I guess we could have saved that because it was like kind of
more
TV
time.
But that's okay. Let's look at this. So
Brenton Thwaites, this is
the production art for Robin. I think it looks like the sickest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
honestly, that is drawn production art. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt.
I legitimately thought it was a photo, Adam.
Well, it's a photorealistic piece of art. Yeah, obviously, that's so his good. Face. But it's amazing. I mean, if that looks anything like that, to me, if they get good fight choreography, which I guess, I mean, I used to love the fight choreography in Arrow, too. But, like, I don't know why Arrow just kind of just got so blah to me. I
lost
interest in it.
Because all the Flash, Supergirl, and Arrow all just weird.
Yeah,
right.
I guess so. But this
They'll
is kicking
back.
Off.
Don't
I think
worry.
This is going to be awesome. And that's freaking Robin. We've never seen Robin in a movie before. I don't care about what movies you're trying to quote to me that you think you know are opposite of what I'm saying. But Robin's never been on.
Robin, fly.
He's never been on screen before. This is going to be amazing.
Lego movie.
So,
Lego movie.
Moving on, Patty Jenkins. I love this tweet. She just said,
also
"Enter
Batman and Robin and Batman forever." But that's
okay. Well. Anyway.
Lego movie.
She tweets, "Enter Barbara Minerva hashtag #WW84," and it's Kristen Wiig. What a really cool way to kick that off. And
yeah, and in a museum. So do we think that she's in a museum that's related to where Diana's working? Like, we've always seen Diana, like, behind the scenes working in museums. Like,
it's quite possible.
In 84, she's probably doing the same. So I wonder if this is, like, before their meet cute.
And I wonder if they also, you know how they shut down the mall? Maybe they created a museum in the mall.
Oh, that's a good call.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Good call, Rob.
Yeah, and because this is from the early filming, because they're about to move on to a more exotic location soon. So you're right. They probably built several sets within that abandoned mall, and I would guarantee, because to build a museum in a mall, you're right, that makes sense. So, yeah, what do you think? So they're probably going to become best friends before they
become mortal enemies.
Yeah,
maybe. I think a lot of people have been saying, like, this picture's kind of, you can't even see her. It's kind of blurry. Where's Cheetah?
That's great. That's all we want.
Don't forget, Comic-Con is 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
We are going to see more. We also have a long time before this film comes out with a couple other movies before this. So the fact that we're getting any pictures of Kristen Wiig on set is really cool.
Third or fourth official picture so far. They've been shooting for like a couple of weeks.
Right.
I think Patty Jenkins' team is way ahead of this thing, as one would say. Like, they're doing like the Zack Snyder thing, like the good thing of like releasing good pictures early in the process.
Mm-hmm. You need to. It's great.
Like, yeah, I agree. I feel like, and I'm sorry, I know you guys don't like, not you guys at this table, you guys at home, and I understand why, don't like when I relate to Marvel, but I do feel like Patty Jenkins has taken a note out of the Marvel book where she's like, they have complete control over how information gets out, and I want that, and I need that, and that is what I'm going to do.
It's what we've been talking about with Warner Brothers since we started this program.
Right.
It's just that cool thing, which to me, in comic books, is that little editor's note.
Yes.
To me, the comic books, why I loved them is like, they'd be telling me about something that happened years ago by this guy, Sal, whatever your name is, and that to me is part of like Kevin Feige doing what Stan Lee did, which is like Patty and James Wan and David Sandberg, like getting ahead of it. They know how excited we are, and they're taking us through the process in a way that also allows them to have a little space creatively.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, speaking of creative space, there's a new rumor that the Batman has begun hiring a production crew, which basically makes you think that they're out of the script phase and that they could be going into filming sooner than everybody thinks.
Woohoo!
That's pretty quick as far as the script phase goes, right? Because it's kind of been since Reeves took over.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing is not cameras until next year.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do they know more than we know right now?
I would hope so.
Okay.
They better know more than we know.
They is Matt Reeves and friends.
Yeah, they probably know a little bit more than us.
Right? Okay. You mean with regard to like what universe the movie's taking place in
what
and who's playing Batman?
Batman like,
I think they know all the things.
Because if they didn't know that, this wouldn't be the case, right? They wouldn't be hiring...
Yeah. No, I think they know all the things. And they also... Yeah, but I guess no official cast of. So I would say the people that know now, if I had to guess, was a very small circle of people. Like top executives like Hamada, like Jeff Sugihara, Johns.
Jeff Johns.
Yeah, like, but Berlanti? Nobody else. Berlanti?
Or no, because it's not his world.
It's not his world. I would.
Like, do you think they have a boys club and they, or like a not even
that's
just boys?
That's a good call, Roxy. Like, does Berlanti kind of know? Just
I don't
because,
know.
I don't know. I would think they definitely keep these things tight, but Berlanti is kind of like, I think he would be in the Illuminati of the WB
so
over there.
Too.
I think he's earned his place, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And talk about like who you could take it. I know I just said that the shows weren't doing particularly
Archie
well.
Archie said
but...
Batfleck is dead. Oh, yeah. Probably.
Well, I think they're going to keep the casting as secret as possible for as far as the new Batman goes, whenever that begins.
Okay, so we might as well talk about another thing. People were asking me, and Jack Fern, longtime listener, was asking, do you think, not want, do you think, and chat roll, please, do you think there will be a casting update of the Batman at Comic-Con?
No way.
Hell no.
I don't think.
I don't even want that. There's enough at Comic-Con.
Mike said that he felt like, I think Mike said this, sorry if you didn't, Mike, that he thought that not only would there be a casting, but maybe he would come out on stage.
Okay.
Who, Batfleck?
Yeah, no.
Well, who? Jack Fern wants
Batman.
That, too. I don't think so.
No, there's no way.
I think they're going to be, it's going to be hard because people are going to want it, but you're telling me, so do you think, oh, this is so exciting, coming out of that this Hall H panel where they are meant to seize the day, and we think they're going to show...
Carpe diem.
They're going to seize the hall, seize the con,
Carpe con. Hall H.
So we know we're going to get probably moving footage of at least three upcoming films. Mm-hmm. Do you think no mention whatsoever by Superman or Batman and their film future?
I think it would be, you know how, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we got all of the logos?
Yes. They can't do the logo parade again.
No, they can't.
They killed themselves with that.
100%. But I think we do something where there is mention via photo, but I don't think it, I think we're focusing on Wonder Woman, Shazam, Aquaman, period.
Single best way they could end this thing, although it's going to go on front of cameras next year, it'd be like, all right, we're going to talk about Batman next year. Lights out. That's it.
Yeah, because let's be honest, you always risk, now fans will in Hall H will probably go nuts regardless, you always risk an adverse reaction if a Batman comes out that they don't want. So I feel like you have so much already for Hall H. You have the, you know what I mean?
I never even thought of that. Well, I don't know.
This is coming from a wrestling perspective. Wrestling fans will let you know if they don't like something immediately. Maybe not as much as DC fans. Maybe more than DC fans, I should say. But like you already have, like you guys said, the three films. There's so much going on. The streaming service, guaranteed we're going to get something with that.
Yeah. Nolan,
what do you guys think
that.
About this? J.R. Hill, sorry.
Flash movie
will have something. What do you think about
Jeez,
Flash?
No, I don't think so.
That could be. No, because that's supposed to come out in 2020, which we were going to talk about. But, yeah, I don't know.
We're not even calling it Flash.
I mean, all you would have is the directors and Ezra coming out and saying, like, I don't know. But the thing is, they need to own this Hall H, so I think that they'll have it if they just show footage, but, like, what else are they going to do?
Well, I can tell you what they're going to do at Hall H. A lot of people, including Arrow, Stephen Amell, David Ramsey, Emily Brett Rickards, Katie Cass, the whole damn cast. We got a bunch of people from Black Lightning. We have...
I'll be interviewing
this
isn't
Hall H?
No, this is their separate...
Yeah, they're going to... Not at Hall H, I'm sorry.
This is their panel.
At Comic-Con.
Right, that's in the 20, right?
Yeah, the other one.
Yeah, everyone from Legends of Tomorrow, everyone from The Flash... Good Lord. Yeah, a whole lot going on. You're going to be for AfterBuzz?
Yeah, I'm going to be there for AfterBuzz. And speaking of TV that you probably want to catch out.
Oh, well, I'll tell you guys, I have a lot of things on my DVR.
You do?
But one of the things that is like I must watch day of because I don't want spoilers is the all-new Double Dare.
Yeah!
There you go.
I like it because the trivia is tough. Mm. The challenges are rough. Mm-hmm. And that giant nose is stuffed. And you can't miss a single sloppy second of it, or at least I can't. Because I can get about 60-70% of those trivia questions, and that makes me feel smarter than I am.
You're good.
Host Liza Koshy and Double Dare legend of the Double Dare, Mark Summers.
Mr. Mark Summers!
That's right.
Shout out Mark Summers. I met you in Philadelphia years ago. You're a Philly boy and proud. They're bringing you the messiest game show on TV. So this is not necessarily the one that will win you the most money, but this is guaranteed to be the messiest game show on TV.
Who doesn't love a good mess?
I like a good mess. Yeah. Don't miss the all-new Double Dare weeknights at 8, 7 Central, only on Nickelodeon.
Well, while we're talking about messes, let's talk about the Joker.
Because
we don't quite know what's going on. But the Joker origin movie, this is the Joaquin Phoenix Joker origin movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, has hired Lawrence Schur as its cinematographer. He is known from Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and amongst a few
others. This one is going rapidly into production.
I guess
this
so.
This one is going to come up before you know it.
You know why? Maybe they're just like, yeah, let's make this movie. That way they won't do the other one.
I don't know.
I think this is going to come out in 2019. This could be a sneaky third movie in 2019.
I said something about this today on Screen Junkies in the morning when I was doing Screen Junkies News, and I said that this, I referred to this as the Martin Scorsese movie because he, when we were earlier talking about this, he was a producer on this.
Right.
But I guess that hasn't been confirmed.
I don't know if it's been confirmed, but it's still rumored.
Nobody, Todd Phillips hasn't been confirmed. Joaquin Phoenix has not been confirmed. Martin Scorsese has not been confirmed. So we are talking about how this is going to production rapidly. But
this is
going
to be at Hall H then. Yeah. Obviously, this is going to be, this is one of the surprises at Hall H. So this also makes me think.
What do you think the surprise will be?
If Joaquin does not walk out in some way, then this movie is not happening as rapidly as we think.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, I think Roxy just had a great call there. I agree with what Roxy said 1,000%. And now I'm more convinced that there will be no mention of Matt Reeves or the Batman, which is funny because Ben Affleck mentioned Matt Reeves and Batman last year at Comic-Con.
The other one we haven't really talked about is I feel like Margot Robbie is going to be there in some way. There might be some Harley something. I mean, how far on the back burner is Birds of Prey right now? Pretty far.
There's still so much mystery. Like, I'm still not convinced.
Or Suicide Squad 2.
That Leto's going to be the Joker again. Like, but maybe. I still have so many questions.
Well, you want to know what makes me way less convinced that Leto's going to be the Joker?
Go for
it. What's
that? That was my segue for you, Johnny.
Oh, the fact that he is going to be starring in a Marvel film, Morbius. Now, they're claiming that's not going to affect him as Joker at all. But, you know, it's food for thought.
I don't think it necessarily affects him as far as contract, but I do think that this is a sign that
brand.
He is in no...
It's not a contract thing, it's a brand thing. Like, how... This is a guy who finished rapping for his first DC film and ripped apart what he saw. He was like, I was not in it enough, they cut my scenes, all of that. Then he went quiet for a little bit. Then he came out after the Joaquin Phoenix announcement was made, and he was like, I don't really get it. Aren't I the Joker? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was announced he was getting a standalone, and now it's announced that he's going to their direct competitors to be in a massive movie. I don't think Warner Brothers looks at this and thinks, this is our guy to back.
Probably not. This could be Jared Leto playing chess. I mean, he's very strong-willed.
There's so much risky stuff going on here because this is all the Morbius thing is dependent on the success of like the Venom movie and Sony's whole.
Yeah, not to mention Morbius as a film, the concept right now is like I'm not quite there.
Yeah, so it's like a vampire spinoff, but the thing is like, you know, and people are comparing that to, not to get too down a Marvel hole, guys, but like people are saying like, oh, well, Marvel was able to do it with Guardians, but like Sony hasn't been able to prove that they've got that kind of Marvel mojo to be able to make a deep cut, like anything work outside of anything. Like they haven't made Jack work. They even had to go back to Marvel Studios to make Spider-Man work. So they have so much to prove. I don't know if Leto is like possibly gonna, you know, foul out on two, like on the Joker and Morbius. Like nothing is a guarantee here. This is very risky.
Danny Allen in the chat says Jared wants Joker movie, Roxy. I don't think there's a single living actor in the world who doesn't want to play Joker in a Joker movie. That is an actor's dream.
But do you really see a world where they're making two Joker movies like back to back?
No.
Does that really
not just two movies
saying,
with Joker
like,
in it? Two Joker movies.
That sounds insane. That's not happening.
With different
on
Jokers.
Any way is that happening?
Yeah. Considering millions of dollars that go into play with every single film, I just don't see the logic behind that whatsoever.
Yeah.
So we'll
see. And we know people go back and forth between Marvel and DC. Like I said, this is not a contractual thing. I'm sure he's allowed to do both.
But not massive people at the same time. Like, who do we have? We had one person who was in Wonder Woman and Black Panther. It was a person who was...
Wonder Woman and Black Panther?
Yeah, she was an Amazonian,
Josh Brolin was just two major leads.
That's true.
And one was mocap, but yeah, that was very much him.
That's true. That's true. Oh my God, I just saw Sicario. He's so good.
Oh, I can't
Not
wait
relevant
to, see
to
it.
This conversation,
so
though.
The one last thing I'll
At
just say about Leto is that, like, you were saying before, do they know more than us? Mm-hmm. And, like, from listening to Manganiello on a podcast once ago, I do believe that they do know a lot more. Chris Leto's a big deal. He's an Academy Award winner. Nobody is pulling his chain.
No.
He might know that, like, we're not going into production for another 16 months on this, and maybe Morbius has happened before. He definitely knows.
But that is also, when you say he is an Oscar winner, he is a big deal, What we mean is he is an Oscar winner, so he's a big deal. That is, like, when you think about, is Jared Leto a good actor? You think about Dallas Buyers Club, and then you say yes. And that, it's not like he had this lifelong career of amazing roles that people were like, this guy is the best of all time. He had a stellar performance once. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like why he keeps, we're plug and playing with him.
I still think he's a little bit irked at how they took a lot of his stuff out of Suicide Squad. He made it clear that he wasn't happy about that.
Well, but you know, I think he's on the right side of history with that, because a lot of people talked a lot of smack about Suicide Squad, and I don't think that he's garnered bad blood from that. You know, even David Ayer has talked about it, like even Warner Brothers, like a lot of people have owned up. There's nobody at Warner Brothers who's saying like, come on, Suicide Squad was great. They dodged a bullet. That movie made an ass ton of money, but also...
How much money?
An ass ton, but also did not do the future of the DCEU any favors. Or maybe it will be, as we'll be looking back on it retroactively, but it certainly put one of the nails in the coffin of the first era.
Well, luckily, one of our good friends is co-writing it. I think it's going to be just fine.
That's right.
So, The Flash in 2020, perhaps. There was a tweet sent out to John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein recently, and John Francis Daly replied. The fan asked, how soon can we enjoy another movie you worked on? I loved Vacation and Game Night.
His tweet, that's a coy way to ask.
Yeah, his tweet back was, if all goes well, sometime in 2020. So the common thought process is he's talking about The Flash.
That's kind of cool, though, that the person didn't say, when's The Flash movie coming out? They're like, I just like you guys, and I was just wondering when your next movie is going to be.
Excuse me.
It's pretty sweet.
That's cool. I loved, we didn't talk about it, but didn't Ezra... talked about when he was coming back to play The Flash, and he was like, well, that's a question that doesn't make sense since time is broken, or it's like...
Oh, I didn't see
that. What was the comment? Chat roll. Tell me what it was. He said something really, really...
I'll try to check it out.
You know, multiversey, Speed Force-y kind of thing.
All right. Let's see. Moving on. James Wan revealed his new Funko Pop, and then behind it, you actually see a freeze frame of an action scene from Aquaman, which I thought, obviously, very cleverly placed... by Juan, just to show you a little bit of a tease. But hey, we might as well show the photo.
I want a Funko Pop of me.
Do you think that they're going to show the trailer for Aquaman after the little nugget of Wonder Woman and a Susan of Shazam? And then, like, they build it up and does, like, that Aquaman 2.5-minute trailer, like, own... Got to, right? It's got to be the featured attraction.
As opposed to what? I mean,
opposed to, like, oh... afterwards, we're like, we have a little Wonder Woman to show you. Like, do you open with this and then close with, like, a scene of Wonder Woman?
No.
The first bit of Shazam?
I think you build up to this.
Yes.
You got to do the build.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Just so you know, I didn't find what you were looking for with Ezra Miller, but I did Google News Ezra Miller, and the first thing that pops up is, A Day with Ezra Miller has banned in an Oscar-nominated sloth.
Okay.
And that's what I'm looking at
also,
right now.
Also, you lost me at Susan, but I'm just going to move on.
Yep, moving forward.
We got a couple of videos here. You want to see? You want to see Henry Cavill flying high for Justice League, y'all? We got a little video for it.
I thought
this
was really dope, actually.
Right?
I thought, you see, stuff like this just makes me sad.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like...
I thought it looked awesome.
So what is this from, BDS? Justice League.
Justice League.
Yeah, so it made me sad that I was so burned by fake-faced... Superman. It makes me sad. I'm sorry. Because this looks so awesome.
Yeah.
Look, that guy is Superman carved out of granite. There should be freaking... He should be appearing as Superman every 6 months. And, you know, I know we're trying to get there, guys. But I'm saying this personally makes me long for... Look at him!
He looks amazing. And, like, his facial expressions, the way he's moving his arms and stuff. It's cool to watch how they do this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See? That's why I hate it.
I love it.
I hate it.
It's beautiful.
And I hate you.
Well, do you want to see something from...
I didn't mean it. I just got sad. I didn't mean it.
Do you want more BTS footage of the nightmare fight from Larry Fong?
Of course, yeah. I love going back to that nightmare well.
Yeah.
So, cinematographer Larry Fong, it looks like a number of videos that he tweeted, actually. There's Henry Cavill... this is all involving, and then there's the nightmare scene.
So somebody specifically asked him if he had behind the scenes footage of the nightmare fight, and he wrote back saying, this is not a great clip, but it's all I have. It was taken during a stunt / camera rehearsal, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of dudes doing the thing.
It's amazing what post-production does.
Movie making.
It makes everything so much better. So we got that, and then this is a fun little video that I would like to play. It's by Monster Truck Ninja. They made an incredible animated DC dance video that's almost like claymation, and it's to the old Batman theme, and it's a no-brainer, and I think we need to watch it just for a little bit.
I have so much love for things that I could never do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. It's very, very
this kind cool. of artwork is, it's just dumbfoundingly awesome.
Exactly. And also creepy, but cool.
Well, that's this fine. Is cool. I have not seen this yet.
Let's go.
Oh, that's, oh my God.
Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger.
It's about to pick up.
Batman in color.
Ha!
So do they just do the whole opening sequence?
Just wait and see.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Just wait till the beat drops and you see Commissioner Gordon just getting it. Oh, wait. No, I think Alfred's the one that beats
it. I just saw Commissioner Gordon get there.
Yeah, he did get it. He kind of did, like, the chicken dance.
My first crash ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I mean.
Yeah.
Look at that. So many of them. There you go.
And that was Suicide Squad, right? Oh, this is great.
Just wait until, awesome. When do you see Alfred?
Yeah, he's really getting it. The breakdancing is so good. If you guys are on iTunes, you're going to want to switch over to YouTube to watch
this.
Yeah, you're welcome, Adam. I found this.
This does not make me mad at all.
Good.
It's impossible not to make your day better.
Oh my goodness.
Just watch. Wait. Wait, what? Drop the beat.
Alfred breaks it down. Is Alfred twerking?
Yes, he is.
Oh my goodness, is that Red Hood? This is ridiculous. Cesar Romero and Jared Leto.
Yeah, they.
And there's Man Bat.
Holy cow!
This is glorious. I feel bad if you're listening to the audio version of this. This is like, you know, very.
No, it's
visual.
Okay. You guys, we've walked you through it, and you know exactly what's going on.
Oh my God!
Right? Still this doing is the, insane. Still flapping their wings.
Bat Universe is the best, y'all. I'm sorry. Don't.
Oh, isn't it great?
It's so fun.
Fly, Robin.
Oh, bang, that's cold. Bang. That's cold.
Where are those pearls at?
Oh, damn.
Martha!
And it's like a little... So, with that said, it's time for...
What time is it?
It's... Oh!
Yeah. What is it's time for Roxy Stryer's TV time. All the girls think Johnny's fine. Adam's cooking so
out of last place!
Also, Mikey, Christmas time. DC movie news, it's time to talk. TV time!
All right, so we already talked the big news, the DC Universe and Brendan Thwaite's costume, which was awesome. Curious, I don't remember. Adam, what's your Preacher deal? Are you watching still? Or are you on season
Preacher
3?
Preacher is, I was just kidding a bit before, but Preacher is I watch it the night of.
So you saw the premiere of season 3.
I thought it was amazing.
It was wild.
I need to,
it was
I'm
so, wild.
So mad
the thing
I didn't
is,
see
the show
it.
Is so... It's not the comic. I don't know. I mean,
but it kind of this part. I mean, watching that his grandma, I was like, oh yeah, the scariness was captured for
it's
me.
Really cool. You know, I just saw the movie Hereditary
and his uncles,
and like
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay,
actually.
But like it deals with like kind of satanic Wiccan kind of stuff, which I've decided that I like because I find it very scary. It's like. As you know, it's scary in the same way that like religion can be, but it's dark, and there's an order to it. It's not just evil, but it's purposeful.
I knew that was happening
uptime.
At some point.
My uptime energy
I
is a little.
I knew it was happening at some point.
uptime all the time.
A bit of a spoiler here, so close your ears for the next 15, 20 seconds if you don't want to hear it.
Shut your ear holes.
I thought everything, the process of getting Tulip back was so scary. Like, freaky deaky, man.
Okay.
Yeah, and your transpoil. Like, I couldn't figure out what that word was. Get some transpoil.
Yeah, get
some
transpoil.
And then that guy kicks butt. He's like the Incredible Hulk, that dude.
I know. This was totally, totally wild. So, anyway,
badass show.
If you're not watching Preacher,
badass
get on
show.
It because we'll be talking about it. And it's pretty much our only summer show to talk about for DC, so
I need to see it.
Yeah, you gotta watch
it's
it.
It's on AMC's website, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't have cable, so I could watch it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's there. Use Xfinity. I'm not positive. And then we can move on to talk a little bit about one of the shows from CW that was actually phenomenal this year, and that is Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's your show.
If my computer's loading, I'd read it to you, but basically the Fugitives are coming to Legends. We left off with Constantine, that whole debacle, and with being in the Land of Magic now and the fact that the the whatever that was up before that was blocking these worlds from merging is now murky. Mm-hmm. We're going to have more of a magical group of villains that have different powers than we've faced before. So it'll be interesting to see how the legends are able to conquer
and
that.
And we're losing a couple of cast members next season and gaining some new ones too. Is that right?
Like... the actress that plays Nora Dark is going to be a series regular now. Sure. So we're gaining her for a little bit. It's always confusing about...
What about the other
Wentworth
Prison
Miller
Break
and
dudes?
Dominic Purcell.
Right.
They're always confusing. It seems like we're going to have them sometimes. That's mm-hmm. what it seems like. So,
but Wentworth Miller is like, he's like, goodbye forever.
Yeah,
like,
but he said that three times.
Okay.
So, he's literally three times been like, I'll be done. And then he's been killed off the show. He's been brought back. And
is Purcell like the only person that you break the bank to not let leave, though?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, I feel like really Katie Lotz and Brandon Routh have been the OGs on this.
Sure.
And, like, really holding it down there.
And,
so.
And Constantine is going to be a big... I'm, like, more
he's
excited for the upcoming pull. Season than any other.
He's a huge pull. And then Vixen brought in a whole different audience for them because people who were watching on CWC loved that.
Isn't a hawk person coming back, too?
I like the description here.
Which hawk person's coming back?
I thought the hawk girl? I thought hawk girl was coming
Sierra
back.
Sierra Renee? That would be awesome.
Maybe I'm making that up.
I like the description here. History is now infected with fugitives, magical creatures from myths, fairy tales, and legends.
Did you just say legends?
Legends.
What are we, some kind of legend squad?
What are we, some kind of legends of tomorrow squad?
Yeah. There was not a first look at Young Justice, but there will be a first look at Young Justice at SDCC. I love when our news is there will be news. So basically the news on that is stay tuned until San Diego Comic-Con, and you will be able to know more about not just Young Justice, but I'm sure all of the DC streaming services. Jeremy Irons to star in HBO's Watchmen series.
Irons!
When I saw this, I was like, Adam must have thizzots on this. Why are you nodding no? I thought you would be nodding yes.
No, I have so many thoughts. I
thought
this
you'd
is
be
like,
excited about this.
No, this is like another one of those things where it's like, I'm so shrugging because I love Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
Right.
I feel bad that...
He's going to be too old for the new Batman, probably. Is
well,
not necessarily.
I just think that he might be one of the casualties, like Batfleck,
J.K.
Simmons. Like, because I don't know
how he
ultimately. I don't know how you build on so much stuff that people weren't loving. It's like you can't just make. It's like some things are going to have to go. That's
yeah.
the thing. Is like I don't know what you choose, but like,
and you can't have the same Alfred when you have a younger Batman. I get it,
right?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with like even the Jared Leto thing. It's like yes, people liked him, but is enough to really pull that out and build the future of what they're trying to do on these things that were controversial at best. You know, I just don't know, but. I love the fact that they've kept him in the family, and I'm really looking forward to this series, especially knowing what like Lindelof put up there, and see after his last show and Lost, I think this guy's
the
getting
leftovers,
better.
Call
the Leftovers,
it by
thank
its
you.
Name.
Sorry. I spaced. The Leftovers was amazing. It got better
so
and different
good.
Every season.
Yeah.
I think that Lindelof is at his creative prime right now. You know, people still want to give him shit about the Lost finale like 10 years ago when he was a kid.
But it was
like,
also one of the best shows of all time.
One of the best shows of all time.
Even if you think it lost it towards the end, like it's one of the most watched best shows ever. Between doing that and then Leftovers, I agree with you. I think he's one of the best.
He's
creators
one of
the
best.
The world,
so
the world.
This is like almost like even putting the Watchmen thing aside. If you just told me the cast and HBO and Lindelof. Already on board.
And Lindelof knows how to create a vibe, a universe. He does.
Yeah, and I don't even care. Like, Alan Moore, like, he's, you know, I'm sure he's feeling whatever he's feeling. I don't care. Like, you made a good universe that's still worth occupying.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're mad about it, but,
so,
you know.
I agree. Just to be clear about this one, it was Deadline that announced that Jeremy Irons had been cast in the lead role. Their sources say that he'll play an aging and imperious lord of a British manner. So we shall see.
Ivan Soto said the Hawks sucked on Legends
Everybody
of Tomorrow. Maybe
sucked,
you're right. Maybe that was the thing. It's like they didn't have the effects budget to make that look great with having them fly all the time or something.
Yeah, the Hawk people weren't great on it, but I think you could really do it well with the Hawk people. They just didn't. So, yeah.
It's a lot of flying, though.
And that's our team time.
Pretty much does it for the show. It's almost time to go. Follow us at Twitter at DCMoviesSK, Facebook.com/DCMoviesSK. And just, you know, anytime we throw stuff out there, just do your best to support it. Our show is really growing at a great rate. I think we have some really good special guests coming up. That's our plan, at least. And, you know.
I'm sure we're doing some Comic-Con stuff, too, like talking. I will be there, so at least I'll fill everybody in on what's going on the ground.
Great. Yeah.
So I'll be on the ground, people.
Does not look like I'll be at Comic-Con, but if we have Roxy on the ground there, that would be awesome.
I'm going to try.
Mike's going to be on the ground, too.
If anyone can get my ass a pass, I'll go. I'm there.
Otherwise, okay. Your ass is grass.
I mean, I'll try anyway. But,
listen, if you supported me to be out of last place, I'll support a campaign to bring Johnny to Comic-Con. He'll do comedy for you personally.
Why don't you respond to the emails when we reach out to the network?
I got denied.
Oh.
I got denied media access. I never got heard anything back.
And on from that us? Awkward note to end the show.
It is what it is. I mean, they only give us so many out. I'm not a veteran of the Comic-Con scene, so they probably just, you know. I did the same time Elena did it and everyone, and I never got anything back.
Man, this is supposed to be the put yourself over point.
I don't mind. Look,
became like a support group.
Honesty's the best policy. It's totally cool. So anyways, follow us, guys. Support us on Twitter, all that stuff. Adam Gertler, put yourself over.
Hey, guys. whether you like cooking or not, watch me compete in culinary blood sport this Sunday at 9 p.m. Wherever central on Food Network. Food Network star.
What are you making?
This is an exciting episode. I will say I make Mapo tofu.
Jesus.
Which is something that is really popular out here. And
what is it?
It's, well, that's kind of funny because my ability or inability to express what it is may affect my future on the show. And I'll tease you with that.
All right, guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. I'm on The Tomorrow Show every Wednesday night. And I also am on Screen Junkies every Tuesday morning, plus a lot of other places. So that's where I am.
That's
so
right. Follow Mike Kalinowski at Mike Kalinowski. I am at Jay Quasto. And also, what's coming up? I don't know. A lot of things. I can't think of anything right now. JLoComedy.com, Quasto album, if you want to support the album as well. And I'll be filming a comedy special in the fall that I'm working on location and all the details.
He's funny.
Exciting.
Really exciting. It's going to be an independent project, and I'm going to try to sell it. So, anyways, guys, and also Batmanthony in the booth. Shout out to him as well.
Tony B. Tony, is that where you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Batmanthony left to go fight crime. I apologize.
Oh, yeah. So it's just Tony B. Tony.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being amazing every single week. Thank you for watching. Thanks for you listening. We love you.
See you next week.
See ya.
Hashtag DC Universe.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.